Good morning, church. That revival, that renewal is taking place at Asbury. Not only Christians gathering together, but many, many people are coming to know Jesus. The testimony is coming out of there that people who have been moved by the Spirit of God in their lives and quite unexpectedly just pour open their hearts to God. And like Sam said, it would be lovely to see how God may work some way in our own country, a similar movement. As part of a Forward Fire, there is a process that we want to experience together in regard to transitioning, in exploring what God has for us into the future. And so we need to ask the question, do we actually believe that God still speaks to people today? And through what means does he speak? You know, whenever we are in times of transformation or transition, when we have important decisions to make or directions to identify, how do we choose well and get in step with what God wants and thereby glorify God? Is it possible to know what God is saying to us? And can we be assured that it's actually God's voice among the many other voices that we hear every day? Well, friends, I believe we can. As we listen attentively to God, the Spirit of Christ aids us to hearing God's intention for us and the directions that he wants us to take. In 1 Kings 3, God asks Solomon whatever he wants, that God will give it to him. And Solomon responds by saying, "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between what is right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" And then God responds to him by saying that the Lord is pleased that Solomon has asked for this. So during this period of transition, part of our focus is going to be about developing our personal and community capacity in the practice of Christian communal discernment. The intention is to deepen our knowledge and skills in our leadership in discerning God's leading. And such discernment is really important when considering the direction and the vision of the church, in identifying God at work in our midst, in calling pastors, God's calling to mission, and so on. And there are many situations within the life of the church and its service and its witness that might call for the practice of Christian communal discernment. You see, discernment means to see the heart of God, to see the heart of God on the matter with spiritual eyes, to see what God see things from God's vantage point, through God's eyes, beneath the surface of events. Discernment is a practicing a habit that is steeped in prayer and scripture. And communal spiritual discernment is a process of deep listening to God and one another as we consider questions and direction. And it recognizes that God is doing something, that God desires things in our lives and we seek after it. It sees a situation from God's perspective. It's about uncovering rather than deciding. It's listening. It's listening to the Holy Spirit who speaks to us. This is an essential aspect of the role of Christian leaders. rather than being distracted from this task of being bogged down often with detailed management issues. And so, moving forward, to enable our leadership to continue focusing on current church activities, there is a need to appoint a transition team who will work alongside of me in such a discernment process. This team is going to be made up of about 6 to 8 persons. 6 to 8 persons with whom you have confidence that they are people who are discerning. People who are relational. People who are team players. And so in 2 weeks' time, on March the 12th, I'm going to ask all of you who are part of that, who are here on our services that day, to write down the names of 3 to 4 persons who you think will be suitable persons to be in such a role. And for the next 2 weeks, I want you to be in prayer that God might prompt in you what names you might write down, who you think amongst us you have confidence are discerning people. And from those names, we will select a team from across generations, male and female, and congregations, to be formed part of that transition team. You see, whenever Christian leaders make decisions, it is aiming to discern the guidance of the Spirit in response to the Word of God. And we also need to be open to input from the wider community. How might we invite, therefore, insights and reflections from the wider community, the wider church community, into the conversation that the leaders could also consider? You see, the transition team will be inviting all of you to contribute to this discernment process. We'll be asking you to participate in surveys, in workshops, in focus groups that will take place in our home groups as well as other groups that we will put together, and in forums. Because we want you to be involved in this process together. Discernment is done with purpose. It's to listen with and to the Spirit of God. It is done together as a communal activity and in a spirit of cooperation. And to be able to discern or to uncover, we need to approach it by cultivating a sense of God's presence, of nourishing a desire for God's purposes, of bringing humble yielding of control, of growing through sensing God's gracious, freeing presence, in knowing God more himself. At times, our social and community environments are increasingly dominated by an overwhelming sense of time. The noise of the world around us cannot bear silence. Within all the chattering clamor of extroverted personalities and technological media, the Christian practice of discernment calls for a very different rhythm. It consists of listening, of considering conversation, stillness, silence, waiting, letting go, or shredding, uncovering, agreeing together. And we discern together in order to know God, to know his guidance in all matters regarding to our commitment and decision making. It's a Christian practice that lies close to the heart of what it means to be faithfully following Christ. And we expect that there'll be an outcome. And while on this journey together, we will uncover all kinds of surprises and delights. We'll discover how the Spirit might guide us and lead us into fresh discoveries about God, about ourselves, and about others. That's what we're anticipating this year. We will possibly uncover what God has for us. But there are preconditions for discernment. There is the place of solitary prayer. There needs to be a desire for the truth. There needs to be an openness to whatever outcome God wants to provide for us. And there needs to be a willingness to wait patiently. And so there will be a whole lot of clarifying questions that we'll be asking of God and of each other. Because asking questions is critical to the practice of discernment. And it's about cultivating the practice of forming and asking the right questions that are strong, open questions that are more than just a yes or no. We need to be active listeners where we encourage conversation. And our questions need to encourage us to identify the actions we need to take, the attitudes that we need to adopt, the relationships we need to engage, the insights which we will need to apply. An essential element to Christian spiritual discernment will be prayer. It is best experienced as prayerful resting. And each person participating in any discernment process can be expected to continue to be reading and meditating on Scripture as well as engaging in the practices of prayer. We are waiting to hear God speak to us. And God often speaks to us through meditation on Scripture, in our contemplative disciplines. And sometimes insights will come from visions and dreams and even a prophetic word. So part of that, we'll be looking at exploring the possibility of setting up a prayer room here on our property, of providing prayer nights. Maybe praying right through the night. Prayer gatherings. There will be targeted, specific prayer around the areas where we are seeking God's heart and will. The transition team will oversee this process of discernment, and they will keep you informed all along the way of the progress of the things that they are hearing and where they're up to in that process. Part of it's about shedding and letting go. And shedding or letting go is one of the most difficult movements of any experience of Christian communal discernment. And while this may be a rational response to an uncovering, and the need for something new to be brought to birth, the emotions that often accompany years of commitment and investment of human energy and capacities in a particular activity or program or relationship can be very difficult to deal with. But we need to come with open hands and careful attention may need to be given as we let go and let God. Vision is a major contributor to enabling people to shred or to let go. And vision energized by a holy imagination encourages and calls people into a new commitment that has been uncovered by the communal journey of discernment. And then there's the uncovering. I use that word because we speak of uncovering because we understand that the decision is already known to the Holy Spirit. He already knows what the future is. And our contemplative journey is to align our knowing with that of the Spirit. Acts 15:23-29. This is part of the letter from the apostles and the elders who gathered in Jerusalem for the church council. And they gathered and met to discern whether or not, and if so, with what conditions, the good news about Jesus might be inclusive of Gentiles. And in verse 38, it says, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." This is an account of community uncovering rather than deciding. The process, friends, of discernment is to listen to the Holy Spirit, to gain insight, to set aside things that might have distracted or diverted us, and to uncover what God is doing and saying to us. And once that is completed, we are ready to give voice to what we've uncovered. So uncovering isn't so much about strategy and priority as it is about knowing the mind of God on the matter before us as a community. So I ask you again, in the next 2 weeks, pray carefully and often about who you think God might have you write down what names of people who you think would make a positive contribution in leading us in such a discernment process. Let's pray. Father, our heart is to know you, but also to know your will. And Father, pray as the year unfolds that you would help us to discern your plans for us as we get to know you more closely and we know your heart and mind for us here. We pray, Father, help us particularly in the next few weeks as we consider those who may among us help lead us in such a process as we seek after what your plans are for us, as we seek to uncover what you need us to know. In Jesus' name, amen.